Falcha, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. There's your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. And this session of Celtic Cafe, we're going to celebrate Earth Day, which happens every April 22nd since 1970. And we're going to start out here with the man who started it all, John Muir.
That his son's life would never be worth living. And the Lord's voice whispered on the icy air wind, from the mountains where the clear waters lie, saying, hold the bravest heart above the gravest of sins, and I'll show you how to make a hero rise. Leave Calvin and the Bible to the parish Odin bar. Give a blind man back his eyes to find the brightest of the stars. Then lead him to the altar of a better God by far, in the I asked the master builder, how did he find a way to put the man in the mountains, and the mountains in the man? How long did he search to find the uncommon clay that he needed for his master builder's plan? And the Lord's voice came down from the icy air skies, saying, take a heart of hard Scottish stone, to call a hero home. Leave Calvin and the Bible to the parish Odin bar. Give a blind man back his eyes to find the brightest of the stars. Then lead him to the altar of a better God by far, in the veil of the red. Scotland and brave, your home and your father's. God lives above the redwoods, so men say, looking down straight and true at the best of all his treasures.
And if a man should stand among them to pray, it's against them. Or the stars, then lead him to the altar of a better God by far, in the veil of the Redwood Cathedral.
This is your host, Mark Gallagher, and we are celebrating Earth Day, which is celebrated around the world in 193 countries. And it's in celebration of the man who started it all, John Muir, who is the father of the national parks. He created the Sierra Club, and his collective consciousness of environmentalism and conservation spurred on in 1970 the first Earth Day. That was Brian McNeil there with All About Scotsman John Muir and the Master Builder. And we're going to go next to Van Morrison and a place that John Muir would have loved, he did love, as a matter of fact, which is the Redwood Forest. Here's Van Morrison with Redwood Tree.
And his dog went out looking for the rainbow. You know what did they learn? Since that very day, walking by the river and running like a blue streak through the fields and streams and meadows, laughing all the way. Boy and his father went out looking for the lost dog. And what, oh, and how they learned since they did that together, they did not bring him back. He already had a party, but you get everything they have learned since that very day. Redwood tree, please
Pip and Caitlin on the road to the sea. Stands a yew tree 1,000 years old, and the old women swear by the grey o' their hair that it knows what the future will hold. For the shadows of Scotland stand round it, mid the kail and the corn and the cry, all the hopes and the fears of 1,000 long years under the lonely sky. My money, you tree, tell me, what did you see?
Did you look through the haze of the langsome days to the south and the far English border? Or the bonnets of steel on Flodden's far field, and they march by your side in good order? When you ask them the price of their glory, when you have the great slaughter begun, for the dust in their bones would rise up from the stones to bring tears to the eyes of the wind.
My money, you tree, tell me, what did you see?
Not once did you speak for the poor and the weak, when the moss troopers lay in your shade, to count all the plunder and hide frae the thunder, and cheer out the spoils of their raid. But you saw the smiles o' the gentry, and the laughter of the lords at their gains. When the poor hunt the poor across mountain and moor, the rich man can keep them in chains.
My bonny yew tree, tell me, what did you see?
Did you no think to tell when John Knox himself reached under your branches sae black, to the poor common folk who would lift up the yoke o' the bishops and priests with their backs? But you knew the bargain he sold them, and freedom was only one part, for the price of their souls was a gospel sake cold. It would freeze up the joy in their hearts.
My bonny yew tree, tell me, what did you see?
As I stood and laid hands on your wood, that it might be a kindness to fell you. One kiss on the axe, you're freed fae the racks o' the sad bloody tales that men tell you. But a wee bird flew out from your branches and sang out as never before, and the words of the song were 1,000 years long, and to learn them's a long 1,000 more. My bonny yew tree,
my bonny yew tree, tell me, what can you see?
Now, there they are, the Battlefield Band there with a song called The Yew Tree. The yew tree, native to Europe, is one of the longest lasting trees in the world. Some have been said to be 6 to 8,000 years old, and in Scotland they believe one or two of them are 2,000 years old. So they've seen a lot of history, and they've seen a lot of change in the earth in those decades and millennia. Well, next up we go to a Joni Mitchell song she wrote in 1970. Here it is, by Mary Brennan. It's called Big Yellow Taxi. It's all about the advance of civilization and stamping out of those green places in the cities.
Thank you. past the sally gardens on little snow white feet.
She bid me take love easy as the leaves grow on the trees.
Oh, but I, being young and foolish, with her would not agree. In a field down by the river, my love and I did stand. And on my leaning shoulder, her little snow white hand.
She bid me take love easy as the grass grows on the weed.
Oh, but I was young and foolish, and now I'm full of tears. Down by the sally gardens, my love and I did meet. She passed the sally gardens on little snow white feet.
She bid me take love easy as the grass grows on the weeds.
Oh, but I was young and foolish, and now I'm full of tears. Yes, I was young and foolish, and now I'm full of tears.
Turn over there with Down by the Sally Gardens, which reminds us that we may be young and foolish, but we do have to feed nature. And by planting a garden, that's one of the things you can do for Earth Day. Well, next up, we are not islands on this planet. We are caretakers of all nature. And that's the sentiment in this song called We Are Not Islands with Brian Kennedy and the Celtic Tenors.
Sorrento, when we were dancing in the street, out of the blue, the ocean whispered, "She's your girl," while the orchestra played a song that changed my world.
Senza l'amore che sembra
sang. That was the moment I wasn't lonely. I began to see that with you life has more colors. You're my girl, and the melody made the song that changed my world.
Once you're
Non siamo isole. We are not islands. Brian Kennedy and the Celtic Tenors. We'll have more music for Earth Day right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
Friday in April 1986. The day that the nightmare began. Oh, the dust it rained down on our buildings and streets and into our bedrooms at noon. Touched the grass and the trees, bicycles, cars, beds, books and picture frames too. We stood around helpless, confused. Nobody knew what to do. At 2 o'clock Sunday, the buses arrived, a fleet of 1,000 or more. We were ordered to be on our way, not knowing what lay in store. Some of our citizens fled in dismay to look for a good place to hide. 4 o'clock came and the last bus pulled out. It was the day that our lively town died. And the shirt sheets and handkerchiefs crack in the wind. On the window ledge the withering plants. The ladders and vulgars are parked by the door, and the bikes in its usual stance. Our evergreen trees lie withered and drooped. They poisoned our fertile land. The streets speak a deafening silence. Nothing stirs but the sand. A visit back home is so weary today, a modern Pompeian view. to see all the old shops and the Forest Hotel and the Promenade Cinema too. The mementos we gathered were all left behind, our photos and letters and cards, the toys of our children untouchable now, toy soldiers left standing on guard. Fare thee well, Pritchett, my home and my soul, your sorrow can know no relief. A terrifying glimpse of the future you show, your children all scattered like geese. The clothesline still sways, but the owner's long gone as the nomadic era returns. The questions in black and white blurred into grey, the answers too easy to learn. Shirt sheets and handkerchiefs crack in the wind, on the window ledge the withering plants, and the Ladas and Volgas are parked by the door, and the bike's in its usual stance. Our evergreen trees lie withered and drooped, they poisoned our fertile land. The streets speak a deafening silence, nothing stirs but the sand. And the shirt sheets and handkerchiefs crack in the wind, on the window ledge the withering plants, and the Ladas and Volgas are parked by the door, and the bike's in its usual stance. Our evergreen trees lie withered and drooped, they've poisoned our fertile land. The streets speak a deafening silence, nothing stirs but the sand.
They dropped the bomb in 45 to end the world war. No one had ever seen such a terrible sight before. The world's a gun with thighs wide, just seen very widely. The politics of power passed around the sea. This was a time to remember. The act we never can forget, never pay. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian roulette. Like the saviors of our modern human race, with radiation halos hung about their face, with the key to the sure cure, the treatment of our ills, a hot sheet of cobalt, a pocket full of pills, speaking always of the enemy, who looks across the sea while they crept in among us like a carrier disease. Deep down inside the bones of the concrete and the lead, Einstein's disciples working steadily ahead, making heavy metal power plants to fire the city lights. All you can hear in the underground is the humming through the night. The walls of tight security circle on around, where they spill out their poison and they bury it in the ground. Hold up in the harbors, you'll see quickly away. Warheads and submarines, they await to make their play. Military masterminds improving their designs. The soldiers get all doped up, they stumble through the lines, and the spills into the rivers get carried out by the tide. They call this security, we're not satisfied. We'll be right back. our statesmen and leaders and politicians pay. Quick to heed the hand that feeds, careful what they say. Call out experts to assure us to wave the magic wands. This is how the future marches on. And then they call in all their favors, all the political games, while the spills fill the rivers and settle in the plains. They cause the death of millions, that's their stock and trade. They will be afflicted by the spoil that they've made. They've sealed their own inevitable doom, it must surely come. And even the moons of Jupiter will be far enough away to run when the surf that they've assaulted begins to turn around and the unavoidable gravity sucks them to the ground. I know the minds behind them, they are wicked full of holes. That's to be trusted with their hands at the controls. Their eyesight it is twisted by the glory in their careers. The heaped praise of flattery is music to their ears. To listen to them talk about how it hasn't happened yet, it's like playing Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian roulette. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian roulette. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian roulette.
We're celebrating Earth Day here on Celtic Cafe, and the one big threat to Earth as a whole is the nuclear option, whether it's for power or for war. We heard in that particular set, first off, John McDermott with Farewell to Pripyat. If you don't know where Pripyat is, it's actually where Chernobyl was located in 1986. A 50,000 person town was evacuated because of the disaster at Chernobyl. And then we moved on to Moving Hearts with Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian Roulette, which I think we're still in the throes of Russian roulette as we speak here in this world today. And that is obviously one of the biggest threats, as I said, of Earth Day. Well, one of the things we can do is band together, become one again as a people of Earth, take care of Mother Earth. These next two tracks are certainly all about that. We're going to start out here with Eva Cassidy.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us in the world possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger or brotherhood of man. Imagine the people sharing all the world. You may say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join.
Have you come to raise the dead?
There you have One by U2, which over the years has become more of a song for Earth Day than when it was produced originally. Before that, we had Imagine by Eva Cassidy with John Lennon's anthem for brotherhood. Well, one thing that in the world that really makes a mess of things as far as nature is concerned is belligerent conflict, war. And Dolores Keane, Tommy Sands, and Vedric Smilovic with Pete Seeger's song called Where Have All the Flowers Gone?
Where have all the soldiers gone long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? And where have all the graveyards gone? Love.
That's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed a portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this page or any show on the streaming page. If you have a question about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Schlonlot.